up, y'all? Happy Sunday. It is Sunday, December 17th. It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And give me a little bit of your time, of your busy day. Alongside of me, kind of across the pond from Australia, Miss Anna B. You can check her out on Twitter at Traveler15. Like normal, she was too busy for me. Just way too busy. She's just too Hollywood. And couldn't join me on the conversation show. What she did was she recorded her thoughts of this episode, her review, and then I'm just going to chime in and give you my 2 cents because I did watch it, and I have some notes here as well. So, like always, if you want to check out some of our past stuff, iWatchMike.com is my blog. Scroll up to the top. You'll see a little section that says podcast there. If you go in there, you'll be able to see this show plus The Flash plus other shows that I do with my friends and myself. So that's always a plus. Talking Arrow, available on iTunes and audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can go there and subscribe so you don't miss the show, but you can always just go to the blog and do your thing. At the end of this, I've got some shout outs since this is the mid-season finale of Arrow for some peeps that have been listening and all that good stuff. And so let's just kick it off right now to Miss Anna B. And here it is, the mid-season finale. It was called Irreconcilable Difference. On Thursday, it aired December 7th.
Well, it's that time of year where we're at the mid-season finale for Arrow, and yes, it's called Irreconcilable Differences.
That.
It was a good episode, I thought.
I messed that up.
I had a little bit of everything. We had the wedding, reception, we've got betrayal amongst the team and who are losing their trust with one another, and we're also fighting again with Cade and James. So it all started off great. Everyone was enjoying themselves at the wedding reception. It was nice to see everyone having fun. Thea was back out of her coma. It was good, except for Curtis, who was dwelling on his divorce with Paul.
I know.
And he gets drunk.
Blech.
And he tries to make a toast to the bride and groom, yeah, and doesn't do a good job of that.
Hell no.
And we've got Renee stepping in, who gives a heartfelt speech to them. And we also see a nice touch between Lance and Oliver when he gives his father's watch to him. And it was nice to see that, I thought. So Caden James is back with our old friend Black Siren.
Yeah!
He's after a nano aluminum amplifier, which he needs to help destroy the world. So with leverage he needs over Green Arrow, he has Black Siren kidnap Lance, and while doing so, Thea tries to protect him, but she gets knocked out. She's not strong enough after being in a coma for all those months. So to get Lance back, they go after the amplifier, which happens to be at Argus. So it was a tricky little thing, but they did. We had even Felicity out in the field helping everyone to get into Argus and breaking in. And if you notice, Dig is not going out on the field because of his arm. He's still, so he stays back in the lair. So meanwhile, with all this going on, we learn that someone's betrayed Oliver and ratted him out to the Green Arrow to Watson with the FBI. So Felicity puts surveillance on the team members, and that doesn't go down so well when they all find out about it. We find out that Dinah is suspected as being the mole.
I wouldn't believe that.
Because she's been seeing the vigilante, which is Vince, her ex. She's been seeing him for weeks. So with all this, the team also merged together and they're able to free Lance. They give the amplifier to Cade and James after altering it. And James also gives a direction to Black Siren to kill Lance. But she has a change of heart. I think Lance is getting through to her under the skin of Laurel a little bit. So hopefully she might emerge and have a soft spot fit coming out of her. So back at the lair, Oliver confronts Dinah that she ratted him out, but it wasn't her. We find out it's Renee that actually ratted on him, because Watson threatened him that he would never see his daughter Zoe, and family means so much more to him. And Oliver should know that with William. He'll do anything to protect him. So Oliver kicks him off the team. But in doing that, there's repercussions, and Dinah and Curtis, they're not happy about being surveyed. So they walk off. So it leaves everyone, Dig, Oliver and Felicity, our original team members, on their own. And how are they going to go forward fighting Kate and James? So we see that Dinah's ex is working with James as well as Anatoly. So whatever Dinah's been telling Vince about the team, he's going back to Kate and James. So hopefully we come back in the next last part of the season for next year when we come back, and the team can all work out their differences and get back together, because they're all going to have to be together to fight Kate and James and this gang that he's got together. And plus, we've got to see if we can get Oliver off from going to prison for the rest of his life. So there's a lot to happen going into next year, and we're just left up in the air for now, but and see what happens. So as it's at this time of year, Mike, and to all the Arrow fans, I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy holidays. And we'll see you all in next year.
Yes, Arrow.
This is Anna B.
Anna B. Traveler 15 on Twitter. I didn't even know she was going to come in like that. You see that? She's got some swag in there. So, Arrow does return Thursday, January 18th. That is my birthday. Can you believe that? I think the people at the show said, you know what? This is a good gift for you, Mike. Yeah, so that's my birthday, January 18th. Returns, and we're going to see what's going to happen with all this crap that's going down. I hate this FBI agent chick. So for me, my thoughts on this,